From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Spring has come to the nation's capital, and with it, a new job category is in bloom. Privacy officers are being appointed left and right. Those are government employees who oversee the use of information and try to make sure there are no unnecessary violations of privacy. The boom is partly a response to concerns raised by the Bush administration's tactics in the war on terror. Many civil liberties groups welcome the trend, but fear these new positions may be just a public relations move. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
The trend kicked into gear a year ago with the appointment of a privacy czarina for the Department of Homeland Security. Now Congressman Chris Cannon has sponsored legislation that would create the same position for the Department of Justice.
What I want is I don't want people angry at me because the Justice Department is caught invading people's privacy. I want somebody to say no. We shouldn't do that because it doesn't help us advance our mission, and it's also wrong.
That legislation has already passed the House. If the Senate goes along, the new man or woman at the Justice Department could be the busiest privacy officer in Washington. Justice has been roundly teased, tarred, and feathered for using the war on terror as an excuse to expand police surveillance powers through measures such as the Patriot Act. Congressman Cannon says having a privacy officer will save Attorney General John Ashcroft from having to explain away privacy faux pas.
What he wants is to be able to do his job, but without the distractions that come from sloppy thinking.
The Clinton White House had one privacy officer for the entire government. The Bush administration has instead been sprinkling privacy guardians about under orders from Congress. The legislation that created the Homeland Security Department mandated just such a position, and in a field where privacy advocates mostly find fault, Nuala O'Connor Kelly has gotten good grades. She says the onset of the war on terror has actually been a good time to build a privacy infrastructure.
Building the framework, the groundwork for a privacy operation that will be sustainable for the department, but as well as dealing with the hot-button issues that people are talking about in particular programs.
O'Connor Kelly has spent much of her time wrestling with policies that were hatched before she appeared, such as the expansion of the Computer-Assisted Passenger Pre-Screening System, or CAPS. That program originally included ambitious plans to sort through personal information of airline passengers. O'Connor Kelly helped scale that program back. It is now supposed to focus on verifying the identities of passengers. She says she has simply brought one question to the table.
What is necessary to achieve the mission, a legitimate mission of a government public policy, in the most limited and respectful fashion?
Privacy advocates have welcomed the arrival of O'Connor Kelly, as well as the importation of an advocate from the Electronic Frontier Foundation to serve as privacy officer for the Transportation Security Administration. But privacy advocates have been pushing for years to pass stricter data protection laws, like those in Europe, and Ari Schwartz of the Center for Democracy and Technology says even a legion of privacy officers is no substitute for that.
This is not a substitute for law. We're going to need to have laws in place that protect privacy, that update older privacy laws that just don't make sense anymore.
And some civil libertarians wonder whether it wasn't easier to fight with the administration before it had given the nod to privacy. Bill Scannell is one of the most vituperative critics of CAPS.
Certainly, Ms. Kelly is a fine human being. The new person over at TSA is a fine, fine woman and a great believer in privacy. But one wonders whether there'll simply be window dressing and flak absorption material for the government.
And the flak will continue to fly. Scannell's Don't Spy on Us website features a doctored photograph depicting Nuala O'Connor Kelly and other DHS mucky mucks as East German border guards. The motto for all these new privacy bureaucrats is likely to be grin and bear it. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.